This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Manchester.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. The
good
reason
morning.
I'm calling, just had a bunch of fill and loam put in my yard, about 80 to 100 yards total, and getting ready to do the seed and fertilizer. My front yard is small, and I'm going to be doing grass seed, but my back and side yard, which is all going to be fenced off, I'm considering transforming that to microclover, and I don't know if you've had any experience or know anyone that's tried that.
Well, so the microclover, everything that I know about it, right, it, again, it has its good and bad to it. The one, let's start with the bad, right? It's nothing crazy. It's just once you put it in there, if there are issues and other weeds start popping in, you really can't use a weed killer. So that's not a horribly bad thing, right? But that's the biggest thing. The other thing is you don't, fertilizing of it. You have to, if you fertilize, you have to use something that's low in nitrogen, because the clover itself pulls at the nitrogen as it is, and too much nitrogen can actually affect it. So again, if that, that's the bad, I don't think it's too bad. The good things about it is a lot of microclover, once it starts getting established, will start to spread out and take over the areas. So that could be good or bad. Anybody that I've talked to that's looked into it has done smaller areas at first to try it out, and see what it does. The thing is it doesn't always completely take over right away. It does take some time. The other thing is you don't really use like a starter fertilizer on it to give it that boost at first, because, a starter fertilizer still going to have some nitrogen in it, and usually it's already too heavy, right? So that's something to look at. Is it good? Long term, I think it is, because, you're using less chemicals, less everything,
right?
Because you're looking to thrive with it, but it can take some time to establish. So just keep that in mind. So watering, taking care of, weeds start to pop in or other grass that you don't want in there, the only way really to get rid of it would be to hand pick it. So that's, some of the negatives on it. You know, you kind of say them out loud, and it doesn't really seem like that bad of a negative. But, you know, it is a pretty big movement with a lot of people going towards it because it is another option. Stays low, right? You know, some of the time, though, you know, when we get into heavy drought conditions, they're not as they don't have as deep of a root system, so they don't do as well in those types of conditions. So it's looking at trying to use something like a hydrotain type product to hold the moisture in the plant during those time frames. That's something to think about, because, you know, the reason why some of the lawns will succeed is because they have a deeper root system. And so during the drought period, it, you know, can rely on the lower roots to hold the moisture for them. Whereas the microclover doesn't have deep root system. So that could, you know, out of all of it, I think that's probably the worst, because of the fact that the deepest root system, you know, the deep root system is not that deep for them. And so there could be problems long term. So it's just something to think about. I'm all for, you know, using the microclover. You know, how big is the area that you're gonna do?
In total, it's probably a quarter of an acre.
Okay. You know, the one thing I would look at doing, right, is filling the, you know, going over once like you would normally seed. And then once you start seeing some germination, you know, try to go over it at like a quarter of the rate that you did prior. Because it's just going to fill in those little areas that might have been missed or didn't have the germination, right? So that's something to think about. The other thing is, you said you put down a bunch of loam down.
Yes.
See if you can get a soil test from whoever provided the loam. Right, they should have something on, just to see where you're at, because if there's already too much nitrogen, that might be like a downfall, right, of it growing. So it's just a, you know, little things to think about. You know,
good point.
Because the clover itself creates nitrogen, so that's why I'm, you know, focusing on that. So the clover itself will pull nitrogen, and then if there's too much nitrogen in the soil, it will affect its growth. So that could be a reason why at first it doesn't happen. So, you know, take a look at that as a backup plan, just to make sure it's there. Let's see. It's, you know, the biggest thing is don't cut it really low when you mow, right? Because if you cut it too low, you could be getting too close to the, you know, to the root system, to the base, and cutting too much of it. So you really want to leave it about like 3 to 3.5 inches at all times. That would be the lowest you want it to go down, because if you cut too low, it's like, think about the, you know, you've probably heard it, but like a rule of thumb when it comes to cutting a shrub is a third, right?
Yes.
If we cut a microclover that doesn't stay very, you know, doesn't get huge, but if we cut it below like a 3 inches, we're going over a third, more like a half. And so we're cutting half the plant out. Okay. So think of it that way when you're mowing. That way it's not like a huge shock to it, and it's bouncing back every time. Right? So those are some of the things that I think about with it. You know, it will go dormant just like regular grass in this area and come back in the spring. So, you know, it's not something to worry about with that. You know, some people will look at saying, I'm going to put microclover, but at the same time, I'm going to mix some grass seed with it. So that at first, you know, it's filling in, you're getting some of that establishment of the lawn for a deeper root system to hold the moisture, and then the microclover will eventually take over. It's not one that, you know, the microclover isn't one that grows in clumps like the regular clover that you would see, you know, as a weed in the lawn. So, you know, it has that lower growth habit, so it is pretty good that way, and will just start to form throughout it.
Okay.
You know, so it's just something that, those are a few of the pros and cons, yeah, if you will, of it.
Well, I'm glad I called. Thank you very much for all the information.
No problem, Tom. Well, good luck, and if you do it, let us know how it goes.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So we're, you know, in hour two. It's lightening up out there, but it's going to be a rainy day. It's going to, you know, from what I understand, you know, yesterday we were supposed to get spot showers. Didn't really happen until later, so it was good. We got a lot of the day. But I think today is going to be a washout. So maybe it's stay inside, enjoy it. Maybe it's go to your local garden center, walk around in the greenhouse, see what you want to do in the future for this season. Just some thoughts. Anyways, phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, just getting down, started really with the show. We're an hour and a half in, but, we're thinking spring here. We're getting ready for it, even though it's a dreary day out there. And it looks like the forecast is that way for, forever going forward. But still some things we could be doing. I think today wouldn't be the day to do it, but maybe tomorrow. Just based on the amount of heavy rain that could happen today, but grass seed, putting grass seed down this week would probably be worth it. That first week of rain is going to help get it to where it needs to be, moisture in the soil. The soil is already probably pretty saturated, and so it's ready for the intake of the seed, etc. It's one of those things where it's definitely worth doing. You could also be fertilizing right now, right? A fertilizer for your plants, perfect time to do it because it needs to be watered in. Like a holly tone, plant tone, garden tone, those things. When you apply them, it is recommended that after the fact, you water it in and get it deep into the root system so it will flow to where it needs to be. So that's just something to be thinking about. So fertilizing today might be a good thing because of the heavy rain later, getting it deeper into the system, into the soil. It's not going to burn anything. It's depending upon what you're looking to do. One thing I want you to remember out there this year, and it's been a couple years of this thought process, but for the longest time, Holytone was for every evergreen out there, and a lot of people included arborvitaes and boxwood. Well, those two don't need very acidic soils to thrive. And so those two right there don't need the acidity from Holytone. They're ones that need it from, they'll take their fertilizer from plant tone. Just say, it's a, you know, same type of formulation, same everything, but just not as acidic. Or it's just not a little bit of the acidity to help with those acidic loving plants. So something to think about it. Think about, because, you know, for the longest time we would always just say all evergreens. Yep, all of them, no matter what. But now, plant tone is for the arborvitaes and boxwood. Now, we talk about what not to use Holytone for. Why don't we talk about what to use Holytone for? You can actually use it on azaleas, rhododendrons, blueberries, and all those other evergreens that are acid-loving. Espoma Organic Holytone is the perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish the soil while safely feeding your plants. Holytone keeps working for months to build stronger roots, promote faster growth, and produce beautiful, bountiful blooms. Plus, Holytone contains Biotone, a special blend of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes. Best of all, Holytone is safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetics are ever added. It's no wonder Holytone has been the number one acidic, loving plant food for years. Visit us at Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Holytone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, perfect time to do it. If you're going to fertilize this year, do it this week. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily today, but this week with all the rain, you get it done, you don't have to water it in because the rain's going to be there, and it will take care of you and take care of the plants long term. I said it earlier, but you know, I'm concerned that, you know, we could hit another drought, even though we are, you know, the ground is saturated, we have a lot of rain. You just got to be prepared for what could happen. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. The FBI helping in the manhunt for Francisco Oropeza, accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors, including a child, in Cleveland, Texas. Americans have been evacuated from Sudan amid the war there. The Pentagon getting a request for military help for the safe departure of U.S. citizens. First Republic Bank is open to bidding.
Reports say the FDIC is seeking bidders to take over San Francisco-based First Republic Bank. Dustin Walters, an economic professor at the University of Michigan, told CNN that First Republic caters primarily to wealthy customers.
And that means if people get a little bit nervous, they start to pull money out, and that means that they can be caught without enough cash in the vault.
J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC are in the running to assume ownership, and CNBC reports that could happen within days. I'm Jerry Barmash.
I'm Corey Myers. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're right to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I got the five-step program from Natural Alternatives.
Okay.
And I did speak to them, but I can't remember at this time. There's a early spring and a late spring. When
yep.
can you actually overseed? You know, you lay down the early spring. At what point can you overseed?
Okay. Now, on this program, did you get the inhibitor from them, or was it just the straight fertilizer? The inhibitor would have been the one if you had crabgrass issues.
Well, I got the what they call a coal pack.
Okay, so you didn't get the inhibitor, so which is a good thing if you want to seed. You could honestly seed today if you wanted to on it. If you have the inhibitor, which is the product that helps prevent crabgrass, you'd have to wait like 6 weeks. For it. Whereas since you just got their cold season, you're mm-hmm. fine to seed at any point because it doesn't have a chemical in it, like a weed preventer. It's just a fertilizer. So
would that be the husk?
I'm going to double. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Would that be the, I think that it's husk or something like that on it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm questioning myself here real quick. I remember correctly.
Monday.
No, hold on. I should know this off the top of my head. And for some reason, I'm just thinking of the wrong thing here. So I think they might have corn gluten in the first step, and that's a preventative for weeds. So that's where I am all of a sudden questioning myself, because it's a 2104. Sulfur and iron left for those application means. So I think this one does not have corn gluten in it. Yeah, that shouldn't really boost. I think because so if it had corn gluten in it, the number that's on it would usually be a lot lower. And this being a 2104, it might have a little bit into it. So that would be where I would be concerned. But
okay,
I believe this.
Yep, you're right. I have the 2104, and then that's the early one.
Yep.
And then the late spring is 1903.
Okay.
So for
so
the
what I would
2104.
When did you put the 2104 down?
Yesterday? Yeah.
You know what? I'm thinking let's wait on it. Wait about, you know, 4 to 5 weeks or 3 mowings, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because
even if I don't mow in May.
Well, yeah. So, I wouldn't wait the 3 mowings if you don't mow in May. I think it would be something, you know, you could do after May is done. You know, because of the fact that you don't want to add seed to it. While that's going on, because of the fact that it the other grass that's there could shade out the rest of the seed that you're putting down and not give it the nutrients, and they would be fighting for the nutrients. So I might actually be waiting anyways, because
right.
If you're going to do that, it's not the grass seed that you put down is not going to thrive. Because it's going to be overtaken by other aspects, right?
Right.
If anything, if you do it in the future, I would want you to get the seed established earlier so that you're not worrying about any of the other weeds coming in and taking over. So mm-hmm. I think, that's kind of where I'm looking at it. I don't see on their ingredients anything along the lines of corn gluten, but you might be able to see it on the back of the box there and see if deep in there it has something with corn gluten. Because if it does, that's the reason why I would say not seed, because the corn gluten acts as a weed preventer. And
right.
Some people put the corn gluten in there as a fertilizer too, because it does the same thing.
Right.
I just don't think it does, and I'm
right.
questioning myself on it.
Well, now that you're saying that, I think she said that I could overseed, because I got some other kind of booster for the seed, and I
gotcha.
Did put that down and the seed. I didn't put the step one down yet. But I believe she said go ahead and put that down because just what you said, that it's not going to kill it. But
yeah.
But on my other part of my lawn, which is weedy, I didn't get my natural alternative. I forgot to order it. So I ended up buying the step one in the Scotts for that just
yeah.
so I could not kill the lawn. But now I'm wanting to seed that part. So that I think you're right. I have to wait the 6 weeks. So that
yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
I just realized yeah. where the corn gluten is on the products. It's in step. It's in their third application. So you'd actually be okay. I remember them putting corn gluten in it. I couldn't remember, but the reason why they do it in the summer is yes, it's a pre-emergent for fall and late summer weeds, but it's also a good fertilizer and nitrogen rich. So that's why they use it. So that first application is fine to put the seed down now. But
okay.
just keep that in mind when it comes to if you're not mowing, it could affect that new seed. Because it takes about 10 to 14 days for it to germinate. right? And the first, like, 7 days right now look like it's going to be rainy every day, which means there's not a lot of sun, which means it's not helping produce, you know, the roots and the new shoots. So it could be a little bit more than that. So keep that in mind as well. So, you know, it might be worth, you know, midway through May, if it's not too tall, throwing down the seed in the spots that are bare or have some issues, right? Because that 10 to 14 days later, so say you did it, you know, 14th to the 20th of May, May's over, and it's then starting to germinate. So that could be the benefit for you. But you could do it at any time. Now that I've double-checked myself and looked, and the corn gluten's not till the third application.
Perfect. Now,
okay, and so, go ahead.
The known mow in May.
Yeah.
Would that be beneficial for a new lawn? I mean, I turned the radio on just when you were just ending speaking about that, but I remember you talking about it last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it last year, so I was wondering, because I put the new seed in the new area, would that be beneficial to not mow through May? I just didn't want to disturb the seedling.
To be honest, for something like that, I don't think it would be beneficial, because what it does is if the lawn just overgrows and then you know, let it sit for, you know, 30 days, 30 plus days, when you go to cut it, it could stress that grass out because it's just getting established. Now, if it was an established lawn, it's a little bit different. Whereas this being a freshly seeded lawn, that mowing of this, what it does is it helps regenerate growth. Whereas if it just goes one, if it doesn't get mowed for a month, it's not getting it used to being cut. So it could add stress to it come June, especially if we have some warm weather. So
it would be good for the older lawn?
For the older lawn, it would be fine. For the new area, especially if the seed hasn't completely germinated, what's happening is we let it go, and if some of it doesn't fully germinate and there's blanks, you know, bare spots or something along those lines, what ends up happening is there's nothing for the weeds to compete with. And so weeds start to go into those areas. And then May is over, you mow down, you have weeds, then you're looking to use chemicals or something along those lines to get rid of the old weeds that are there that you don't want, and then you have to wait some time before you can reseed, and so we're throwing chemicals into the mix where, you know, it's just, I think it's a little bit too much on a newly seeded area versus a established area.
I'm glad you have the college education over there. None of this I can remember.
Yeah, you know,
I do listen every Sunday, so thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem, Jan. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And with all this rain that's happening, I really want you to look into Summit Responsible Solutions and their mosquito bits, right? The mosquito dunks, the mosquito dunk chunks, any of those things right now. Because the mosquitoes are on their way. They love rain. They love moisture. And if you don't get ahead of it, they're just going to go crazy. And the mosquito bits there will control the larvae prior to them coming out, right? The little bits look like little, you know, they almost look like little Osmocote or little BBs, right? And they'll go in everything, and they won't harm beneficial insects, pets, birds, fish, horse, livestock, all those things. So look into it. If you have more info that you're looking to, go to summitchemical.com. It's Summit Responsible Solutions. And we do have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Nice to talk with you.
Good morning.
So I have a question about starter fertilizer
sure.
for my lawn. So
First of all, the soil, I did a sample last August, and it's really, no surprise, really high in phosphorus. It's 538, and the normal range is 50 to 80, so it's super high in phosphorus.
Okay.
And 2 weeks ago, I put Love You soil down at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Perfect.
And I did fast-acting lime at 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And then I did step 1A of natural alternative, which is a 21, 0, and 4.
Yep.
And I have a very shady area that I bought the Made in the Shade seed, and I also bought the natural alternative starter fertilizer. And I looked in the starter fertilizer package, and it's a 7, 10, 4, so it's, you know, 10% phosphorus. I'm like, do I really want to put that down? So my question is the step 1A, the 21-0-4 that's already down, is that good enough and I can just put the seed down, or do I really need to put that starter fertilizer down too?
Well, so the starter fertilizer has a little bit, is more of a quicker release when the fertilizer goes down versus your regular fertilizer that has insoluble and soluble phosphorus, nitrogen, all those things. So the starter fertilizer is definitely beneficial. I want you to hang tight because I have some other questions on the lawn that we might be able to make this thrive a little bit easier as well. So hang tight. For everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Paul in regards to his lawn. And it has a ton of phosphorus already in it. And you said you use Love Your Soil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you did 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet?
Exactly. 2 weeks ago, April 14th.
Okay. Perfect. So what that's also going to do for you is that's going to release some of that phosphorus.
Yeah.
And not all the phosphorus that is trapped in there is actually going to be used. A lot of it could just be flushed out. So that's why it's another reason to use that starter fertilizer, right? That's because when the Love Your Soil starts working, it releases the trapped nutrients, but it also flushes out some of the elements that don't necessarily work or can work anymore because they've just been stuck. And so you're going to notice that you're probably at some point going to need to make sure that the phosphorus level is there again.
Okay.
So that's why I would do it. Plus, the products that you're putting down, usually have a they have a water soluble aspect to it and a water insoluble aspect to it. And so even though the phosphorus, even though the products are still in there, it's usually over half is a slow release, so long term, okay. Whereas that starter fertilizer is built to be more water soluble so that it breaks down quicker and gets to the root where it needs to be. So the relationship there of the two, works the way you want it to because it's a fast release versus a slow release.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes complete sense. So I'll do that then. I'll use the starter fertilizer and then the Made in the Shade.
Yeah, and then definitely that, that Love Your Soil, with it being so high, use it 3 times this season.
Yeah.
Right, in 6-week intervals. And then what I would do at the end of the season is do another soil test to see how much the phosphorus levels have dropped.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want it to just drop to the point where there's too little, right?
Right.
And especially because it's not just the phosphorus it's releasing all the other elements as well. It's flushing. It's kind of like flushing the system, before you get back to it. In a car, right, they flush a brake system, clean everything out, and then they put the fluid back in.
Right.
That's kind of what we're doing here is the same thing. We're cleaning all the dirt, all those extra things out, and getting back to normal. And then the Love Your Soil and the, any fertilizers or the fast-acting lime, you can put down at regular rates to keep that same consistency across the board instead of, getting too high or too low. So it is something that, eventually you're not going to need to use as much, but you're probably still going to need to use it to help all the elements get to where they need to be and flow easier, because they do get trapped very easily. And if there's too much of certain elements like a magnesium or not enough boron, those types of things, then the fertilizer just gets stuck and doesn't get to where it needs to be. So that's why, I say look at another soil sample, see where everything's at, and then you can determine next year's course of action.
Right. Yeah, that makes complete sense. I usually do it once a year, and then, what's nice is I do it through Natural Alternative, and I don't get the letters from Victoria, and she even has my old files, like, what you did last year, and what you have the year before, and awesome. It wasn't really going down, and then when I talked to you in January, I pulled all of this data, and you were like, you're not putting it down at a high enough rate.
Yeah, and I think...
Said, I didn't realize I wasn't doing it at a high enough rate.
And sometimes that does happen because, we're just trying to keep it, not the same, but keep it kind of level. And when we just keep it level, things can just build up. So there is some point where we just need to basically flush the system out and almost start over. The last benefit of that soil sample, every year, do it even if you're successful. Because we want to know what you did right as well. What I mean? Is that's going to make...
Sorry.
Yeah, so you can ask a Blue Spruce question. I just got to hit a break. We're going to come back, and you can hang tight. We'll be back in a few to help you out. So stay tuned.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.